Support comes from Mosby Building Arts, helping families love their homes again. Inspiration at callmosby.com.
From St. Louis Public Radio. This is the Politically Speaking Hour on St. Louis on the Air. I'm Jason Rosenbaum. Missourians will finally get their chance to place wagers on sporting events on Monday, December 1st. That's because the Show Me State's voters narrowly legalized sports betting last year, meaning that St. Louisans will no longer have to physically travel to Illinois to place a wager. Now, for full disclosure, I am not planning on partaking in the sports betting bonanza. I swore off most forms of gambling after a fateful high school trip to Walt Disney World in 2002, where I lost a whopping $90. To my high school friends playing Texas Hold'em. So others will have to place a bet on the St. Louis Cardinals winning the 2026 World Series, which at last check has odds of 12,500 to 1, meaning that a $10 winning bet would turn into a profit of just over $1,200. A long shot, to say the least. But regardless of my personal feelings here, I do concede there is excitement and questions about the arrival of sports betting in Missouri. And joining us from beautiful mid-Missouri to provide insight is Sarah Kellogg, a State House and politics reporter with St. Louis Public Radio. Sarah, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jason. Good to be back.
Let's start off with a question from Cam Badson, who asked on Facebook, why did it take so long to get sports betting?
That's a good question that I really don't have the best answer to. And apologies, I'm fighting a sinus infection, so I'm a little gravelly. That's why. This was something that had to be set up by the Missouri Gaming Commission, which will oversee this and had to create the infrastructure. I will say that the constitutional amendment that passed had a deadline of December 1st as the start date, so they are meeting exactly that deadline. I don't think it could have gone later if they wanted to.
Bro Dude on Reddit asks, what apps are being launched besides the leaders in the space, DraftKings and FanDuel? I think there are lots of apps from what I've seen on billboards.
Yes.
Is that what you're seeing too, Sarah?
Yes, there's lots of companies that have mobile licenses, and that does include DraftKings and FanDuel. Circus Sports is one of them. That's the other company that got an untethered license, meaning that they don't have to be partnered with a sports team or a casino in order to launch a mobile app. DraftKings was the other one with an untethered license. But the other mobile partners are Fanatics Sportsbook, Caesars Sportsbook, BetMGM, Penn Sports Interactive, and Bet365. So those are the mobile licensees that will be able to start their sports betting programs.
And do we know what sports someone can bet on? Obviously, professional sports are fair game, but what about collegiate and high school sports?
Yeah, through the amendment, you cannot bet on high school sports. So that will be completely out of the question. And then you cannot bet on individual athletes in collegiate sports where the team is from Missouri. So I can bet on Mizzou winning its bowl game, you know, a month or so down the line, but I can't bet on the quarterback Bo Pribula's first pass resulting in a first down. So you can't bet directly on the athletes like you can in professional sports. That's one of the major differences.
Do you have to be physically in a stadium or casino to place a bet, or could you wager on a game basically anywhere?
Nope. If you have a phone that can download the betting apps, you can bet. It's pretty much whatever you would want to on your couch, at the game itself. You know, yeah, at a casino, but with the mobile licenses, that means that you can pretty much bet anywhere as long as you're within Missouri.
Friend of the show, Reese Ellis, asks on Facebook, do we have a final answer on the mechanism that is supposed to provide the funding for Missouri education? That was a big part of both campaigns. Quote, this will fund our schools. Look at Illinois versus no, actually, it won't. Look at Kansas. I could have missed it, but I don't recall any reporting on there even being an agreement on which agency will collect the tax. Sarah, can you possibly explain how sports betting revenue gets to the state, where it goes, et cetera?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. I have somewhat of an answer, and we'll see what happens kind of down the line once this revenue starts coming in. But from what I've discussed with the Missouri Gaming Commission, the 10% tax is applied to the adjusted gross revenue of the licensed sports wagering operators. So that's like the total amount wagered minus the payouts and allowable deductions. So that's like that 10%. And then the first $5 million of that must go towards problem gambling first before it would go to education. So it's kind of a stop at the Missouri Department of Mental Health before it goes to the Department of Education.
In fact, Oreo Speedwagon on Reddit asks, how does the state plan to get ahead of addressing the rapid increase in gambling addictions after this law takes effect, especially among young men? So can you elaborate on that point? Because there's a lot of questions that we got, especially on Reddit, about people being concerned about gambling addictions.
Yes, I think that it was a requirement within this amendment that the first $5 million or 10% of revenue, there's actually kind of an either or, must go towards problem gambling addiction. And that means that it would go through the Missouri Gaming Commission, and then it's going to the Department of Mental Health. And what I've talked to, there's a lot of different buckets that they're going to be spending that money on with the department. But also, again, it might take a minute for that money to get there, but it is going to go to that Department of Mental Health before it would see education. So there is a priority there in making sure it addresses problem gambling.
I think the reason why there has been a lot of attention on modern sports betting and how addictive it is just convenience. Yes, you can lose a lot of money going to a casino or a horse racing track, but you actually had to travel there to do it most of the time. Especially with the addictive nature of smartphones, could the expansion of sports betting be difficult for even the most robust anti-gambling program to fix? This is admittedly a speculative question, Sarah, but I'd like you to maybe riff off of this as somebody who may or may not use their phones all the time for lots of things.
You know, there was actually, shockingly, Jason, I'm working on a story about this. And part of one of the people I talked to is that he voted yes for the amendment, but he's a little nervous about the ads and kind of the push to bet that it might show up on his phone. And he actually mentioned phones themselves and that it might be an addiction on top of an addiction. And I think that that's a really valid point. And I do think that it's going to be tough, in part because now it is convenient and legal, and now it just seems to be everywhere and really permeating sports. So I definitely think that the Missouri Department of Mental Health is going to have a lot to spend on as far as addressing these issues, as they will likely arise just because the popularity of something means that, you know, there's more gambling that's going to occur.
Speaking of gambling permeating throughout professional sports, we got two interesting comments from Reddit. Alexander Morningstar says, sports betting will absolutely destroy professional sports. We are already seeing it in the NBA and MLB. I'm sure NFL players are involved too, maybe just keeping it better controlled. And then Dusty Process on Reddit adds, it's harder for one person to affect an NFL game than an MLB game or NBA game. But the real issue is with props. Those may get banned eventually, but people will riot as they're addicted to same game parlays. Sarah, do you think that these two Redditors have legitimate concerns about how sports betting could impact sports in Missouri?
Yeah, I think that one, for our listeners, like a prop bet, forgive me if I'm wrong, Jason, that's kind of saying that I think that, you know, former player Adam Wainwright is going to pitch a strike on his first pitch versus, you know, the Cardinals are going to win. So
yes,
prop bets
I
are
agree.
More specific
yes.
and tailored. So I just want to make sure, like, people who don't know what a prop bet is, because I didn't when I started writing about this, kind of know what that means. But, you know, I've asked that to betting organizations, one of the sports organizations, and others, and the answer I've gotten, which is really interesting, is that sports betting being legal just means that it's easier to catch folks cheating. And I think, you know, the Major League Baseball one, for example, is there was a lot of bets happening on like the second pitch of this particular pitcher, which let them look into say, why is everybody betting on this particular pitch? And they were able to catch, you know, the cheating scandal on that. And so their argument is that, you know, sports betting being legal just means that it's easier to catch folks now that they have the technology for it, and that sports betting has always happened as well as scandals. You know, you can go back to the Chicago White Sox scandal in 1919 where they threw the series. So their argument is bringing it out in the open, you know, stops this, at least will help catch people who are cheating or how it's permeating now. That's kind of a chicken or the egg scenario where you're wondering, well, is it going to be more common now because it is more permanent, or is it being caught now because it's legalized? So it's a very like either or scenario. And I guess we'll kind of wait and see, I guess, of what that's going to end up being.
Okay. We got a ton of questions about sports betting advertising. And here's a sampling of frustrated Redditors. NewSmoke208 on Reddit asks, once it's live, can the ads please stop? Shady OG on Reddit, even as someone who is excited not to drive across the river to bet on a game, these ads need to go away. Doxy Powder on Reddit asks, what would it take to ban gambling ads in Missouri? So I'm actually going to answer this question, Sarah. There are guidelines about sports betting advertising in Missouri, including not directly advertising or promoting sports wagering to individuals under 21. You have to state that you have to be 21 years old to wager. You can't, like, use things that appeal to children. And you have to have, I guess, like, you know, anti-gambling messages on there. There are like, it goes from like A to K, and I'm not going to read all of them, but I guess that means that the ads won't stop. So you'll see Kevin Hart, like, you know, doing whatever he's doing in his chair, promoting, I guess, DraftKings. But I guess there are some guidelines, basically.
Yeah, I think there's no escaping the ads. I do think that because it is a new product in Missouri, they're just seeing a whole lot more because they're letting people know that it is coming, that it will be beginning on December 1st. I do think they will slow down once the new factor subsides. And also because it is a new thing, I think people might be just noticing it more. You know, it's something that they're seeing advertised that maybe they wouldn't before. And honestly, I can't weigh in too much on the frequency because I don't pay for cable television. But, you know, I do think it's permeated in a way that makes it, and you can't unlink the two now, especially, you know, watching ESPN, you're seeing the ticker, you know, it feels inescapable in a way. I do think that the frequency will tone down as it becomes kind of a new normal, but I do not think that those ads are going to cease appearing on people's televisions anytime soon.
Yeah, I think that people probably just want to watch Kevin Hart's new Netflix special. They don't want to see him hawking DraftKings anymore. And the reason I keep bringing that example up is that is the only one I've actually seen. Because like you, Sarah, I don't watch a lot of TV and I have YouTube Premium, so I don't see YouTube ads. So we are on the same page there. But Sarah Kellogg is STLPR State House and Politics reporter. And make sure to read her story about the start of legal sports betting. I believe it will air on December 1st. Is that correct, Sarah?
That it will. Yep, that's the drop date.
Make sure you all listen wherever you listen to St. Louis Public Radio. Sarah, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jason.
Today's episode was produced by Jason Rosenbaum.
Our audio engineer is Aaron Doerr. This podcast was mixed and edited by Aaron.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri St. Louis.
The Gateway brings you the day's news each weekday from around the St. Louis region and the state capitals in Jefferson City.
Our schools are accredited. We don't need this bill.
And Springfield.
How many more years must pass before lawmakers see time is of the essence?
I'm Abby Larico. Join me each weekday for The Gateway on the STLPR app or wherever you get podcasts.